Hi, this is Tim Fleming. From the entire Fleming family and all of us here at AM 1300 KGLO, to you and your family, Merry Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
That singing in the background is not Chad Hansen, although it could be, I guess. It's time for our Corporate Farmer program on AM 1300 KGLO, and with temps in the 40s and 50s this week, it feels like Christmas. It's not looking too much like Christmas, though. Chad, good morning.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing really good. I'm in the Christmas spirit for sure.
I know it. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's running through our minds just because it's that time of the year, but I think for most of us, we're just like you. We don't feel like Christmas, and I think for a lot of the clients that I've talked to, they're kind of almost glad it doesn't look like Christmas out there. They've been getting a lot of work done, and enjoying this crazy weather that we've been having. Even though it's cooled down, it's still worked out pretty good for those that want to get something done out in the fields, or maybe they're choring. And I don't know. It's I'm glad it's this way, and I hope it sticks around for a while.
Yeah, it can be this way for me too. I know we've got those folks that want to, they want to get out there on the skis and cross country ski and snowmobile and mm-hmm. do those fun things. But it'll happen. Yeah, that's. I mean, yeah. if you think we're going to get through winter without any snow, I'm gonna bet that's not going to happen.
Right. But yeah, for those of us that otherwise are going to be cooped up in our house and not looking forward to that, I think we enjoy the fact that we might be able to do a few things outside and get out a little bit here before the weather pushes us back in.
Yeah, I think my goal this week is to get outside and have a game of catch, grab a baseball and a softball, and play catch. It's December, and I'm going to throw a baseball and a softball around mm-hmm. a little bit. That's my plan, anyway.
Well, that sounds great to me. I know. I anything that'll get me out, I know. I tried to maybe do a little bit of hunting over the weekend and enjoy a little bit of that. It's crazy that you can sit out there and enjoy the weather and not freeze your tail off. And so I took well advantage, and it sounds like you're going to try to do the same.
So how did you do in the hunting realm? What were you were you successful, or what was the story?
I wasn't even trying to be successful. Successful was defined for me as sitting out in the sun and enjoying the weather and relaxing and not having to think about any other thing besides just looking around and enjoying the great outdoors. And so I guess for some people that means that they need to shoot or bag something, and for me, I don't want the work always that goes along with doing that, so I was able to go home and watch some football games afterwards, so I didn't want to ruin the Iowa State games at 2:30, so if I would have had to clean something or hang something, then that would have interfered with that, so that was plan number one.
Oh, well, that's fun. That is fun. Yeah, just get out there and enjoy the sunshine and the quiet. That mm-hmm. was good stuff. Well, it's probably not quiet around your office at Corporate Farmer, though, is it?
No, it's definitely, that time of the year where it seems like there's about 100 things going on, and, everybody's kind of torn in different directions. It's the time when our clients really concentrate on getting their bookkeeping up to date so that we can have some good solid numbers to get some end-of-the-year planning taken care of. And, that last-second scramble, kind of like, probably our wives are doing right now on the shopping list for Christmas, trying to make sure and tidy up everything. That's what it about feels like here is, you get a few phone calls and then, oh, crap, I forgot something, and call back again. And, they're just nervous as far as wanting to make sure that they've got it all accounted for and that nothing's going to change. And then they can kind of rest assured that there's nothing else that they need to do here before the end of December.
So making a list and checking it twice.
I can tell you who's naughty and nice, but, you know, that's confidential.
I was going to say, you better not be unloading that information this morning. Yeah. And I don't want to take any guesses either.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of your clients.
Yeah, yeah.
End of the year can be kind of fun, though, in a lot of ways, can it?
It is. I mean, it's good talking to everybody, and, you know, they count on us to help them get through this time of the year, and so that part of it's enjoyable. I do feel some days are just a rat race as you, you know, kind of live on the phone, it seems like, especially this time of the year. A lot of the Zoom calls and phone calls and things as we all try and still be safe and smart, but you know, again, we've talked about it. This year's just been kind of pure chaos with everything that's happened, and that's not just for farmers. That's businesses and individuals in general, and with all that chaos just brings more questions, right, as far as, okay, you know, I got that stimulus check. Is that taxable? You know, no. Well, you know, what about, you know, some of these different program payments and stuff, and is that tax deferrable? And you know, this PPP loan that we did here back, you know, seems like forever ago now. I mean, it's just all those different things, I think, that people haven't had to deal with before, or it's been so long ago since something like this has happened that they just don't understand and want to make sure that they've taken care of it properly, and that you know, it doesn't affect, you know, what they're going to end up paying in income taxes when we get into March and April. So, you know, I'd say, you know, this is unique this year in a lot of ways, but, you know, from a tax standpoint, there's definitely been plenty of unique things as well.
Yeah, and you're probably hearing too, aren't you, that people wondering what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, that is, that's not fully laid out.
Oh, no. I mean, I would say I can't get by a phone call without, you know, what do you think, you know, is going to happen with this transition in the administration? And, you know, there's been speculation as far as, you know, how that's going to affect taxes, and should I pay more this year, knowing that, you know, the new administration has already kind of hinted or laid out their plan for income taxes, and how's that going to affect me? Do I fall under what changes could occur? We just ended up doing some estate planning here, you know, in the last year, and now is that all going to be for naught? And those are the things that I think everybody's fearful of is, you know, I might make a mistake now because I don't know what the future's going to bring. And I've always told people that, I mean, your biggest mistakes are inactivity, right, is doing nothing. I mean, it's like a football game, we always talk sports. So when you get up to the line and you know, what's the worst thing that you can see out of your team is when they're indecisive and can't make up their mind, at least decide, are you going to kick the field goal or are you going to go for it? You know, you'd feel a lot better if they were confident in their decisions. And I think that that's the same when it comes to business here is that you can't wait and be worried about what could happen in the future. You've got to make good, solid decisions based on, first, what you know is the facts and the circumstances, and then, you know, your best guess, I guess, of what could or might happen is always something that we want to factor into that. But we don't want to get ourselves so bound up in the possibilities that we are just fearful of doing anything. And so, you know, we are moving forward, and I guess that's probably where we come in, is that kind of voice of reason more than anything, just to kind of decipher and use our experience, right? I mean, all we can do when it comes to, you know, the new administration is listen to what they say that they're going to do, and then also factor in, you know, 40, 50 years of experience in knowing, you know, what's happened in the past and what's most likely to occur in the future. And so for some people, I think that they rest a little bit better knowing that, you know, that we're there with them along the way and can kind of give them that kind of guidance to help them make good, solid decision and rest assured, like I said, that, you know, it's going to be the best decision they can make right now given the circumstances.
Yeah, you made me think of an old saying around our house. As a kid growing up, my father used to say, do something even if it's wrong.
Yeah.
Don't just do nothing. That inactivity, you're talking about, that's what you don't want that.
I've always said that. I mean, obviously, you know, it could be a decision like run or pass, right? And yeah. If you're fully committed to either one, you can be successful, right? Maybe sometimes you even luck into success. And so, but that takes everybody working in the same direction and committed to the same goal. And so, you know, as fans, when we sit there and watch it on TV, you know, we sit there and go, that was stupid, you know. Third and one at the, you know, third and goal here at the 1 yard line, and they pass it and it gets knocked away, and now we're going to kick a field goal. Why didn't we run it? Well, you know, after the fact, we can all probably give a pretty good judgment of whether it made sense or not. But in the moment, it's more about just committing and putting all your resources and your willpower towards that decision and making the best play that you possibly can. Or, you know, when it comes to business, you know, like I said, committing to a decision and making the most of it. And I've always agreed with the advice that you shared there is that, you know, it isn't always the decision, it's the commitment that leads to success or failure.
Yeah, get going. Get going. Absolutely get going. Well, you know, it's every year is different, but this one is probably the craziest one that we've all gone through ever. In a lot of different ways. So, you know, sometimes it's probably more than anything for even your clients, too, to just take that big, deep breath and realize, hey, listen, we're all in it together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the guy down the road, he's going through the same thing.
Yeah. And we are. And, you know, it's been fun in a lot of ways, things that we don't have to always deal with and some of these different question marks. I will say, you know, for those that will go back to the PPP loans, you know, we continue to get guidance there on those, that the IRS has taken a stance that, you know, they're going to be affecting your taxes one way or the other here for 2020. And you know, for the longest time, some of the advice out there has been to drag your feet, wait, maybe don't even turn in the application for forgiveness on those until after the first of the year, so that, you know, at least that push that taxability or that effect on expenses into 2021. And the IRS is kind of pushing a little bit like what we're talking about now, the fact that, you know, whether you've gotten forgiveness or you expect forgiveness, it needs to be dealt with in 2020. And so for our clients, I've really started to kind of recommend that they go ahead and fill out those applications, get it approved for the forgiveness at this point in time. Hopefully, you know, it looks like Congress is kind of building some steam on a stimulus. I think they're talking less about calling it stimulus now, and it's more of a kind of a bailout or helping, you know, some of the businesses and states that continue to suffer here from the effects of the COVID virus and the slowdown in the business economy. But, you know, hopefully, again, Congress is going to deal with this so that we've got a decision, kind of a final decision on you know, what's going to happen with these PPP loans. But irregardless, it goes back to what you and I have been talking about. Let's do something about it. Let's get it done. And you know, sooner or later, we'll have final guidance. But that doesn't affect what we need to do to get our business taken care of.
You bet. How about this week in the office? You're still taking phone calls and so forth. What are the hours? When are you guys there for everybody?
Yeah, we're keeping pretty much normal business hours. We've tried to stay as normal as we've possibly been able to, because I know that isn't the case in a lot of other places, and so, you know, we're pretty much available, you know, guaranteed that 8 to 5. And obviously, you know, with a business like ours, sometimes those hours get extended a little bit one way or the other. But trying to work with everybody, you know, do as much as we can, like I said, over the phone and Zoom. But if it's, you know, necessary or somebody's more comfortable kind of, you know, with the face-to-face type of you know, meeting. We're just trying to do things the smart way and listen to the guidance that we're getting from the state and federal governments there as far as masks and different things like that. So it's not always fun, not always what we want to do, but it's there to protect, you know, us all, and so we've got to do our part to do exactly that.
Good stuff, really, for sure. You got a pick on the football games this weekend?
Well, you know, I'm always going to be pulling for the Hawkeyes, and, you know, it really looks like Wisconsin maybe is lost a little bit of their motivation, I would say, more than anything at this point in time. So I hope that plays into Iowa's favor. Now, I'm not overly confident that they won't still see this as that kind of border battle, you know, that rivalry type game and get motivated for it. But, man, they just haven't looked good these last few weeks, and I don't think they're alone. There's some, you know, quite a few other teams that seems like that with the COVID deal and not the opportunities maybe for some of the bowl games and everything that they've had in the past, that they've just kind of dialed it in more or less. And so hopefully, again, like I said, that for the Hawkeyes that have seemed to stay motivated and been playing better each and every week, they can get that done, because Wisconsin hasn't been an easy game for the Hawkeyes in the last several years, that's for sure.
No, and Iowa's got a lot ahead of them with a couple of games yet to play. They could they could wind up with a nice bowl game someplace.
Yeah, which who knows what that's going to look like.
Exactly, but. And which ones are still playing.
Yeah, exactly.
And do you like Iowa State to win? What do you think?
Well, I mean, that's going to be a big game in a couple of weeks there as they get ready for the you know, the Big 12 championship game, probably looking like a rematch there. So I'm sure it's going to be a close game. But, you know, man, they've been playing well lately.
They have.
And I just hope that they can keep that momentum going. And, you know, what a great time for them and the fan base. Man, it's been exciting, and I'm sure that there's going to be some exciting games left here for them before the season's over. So.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. I'm looking forward. I think that Oklahoma matchup with them again would be so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 37-30 or whatever it was the first time around. So, you know, there'd be a lot of points, and it'd be a fun football game to watch. So.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
Chad,
then Friday, we got the big – you didn't even bring that up, right? Big basketball game.
Oh, so. Yeah, Iowa
yeah.
State, Iowa, absolutely.
Haven't been able to kind of – you know, jab the other in-state team yet so far this year. So I'm sure there's several fans getting kind of rallied up for that one. So that should be fun as well.
Oh, it should. Those are always fun. Yeah. Because no matter who wins, the state of Iowa wins in that one.
Yeah, for sure.
Chad, have a great week. We'll check in with you again next week. Always enjoy talking to you.
Yep, you too, Tim. Thanks.
Take care. Chad Hansen with us, everybody, from Corporate Farmer. On AM 1300 KGLO, they are your farm accounting firm.